KTPCB. Actually, what am I saying? This is KTPCB, listening for any calls. KTPCB, calling CQ, CQ, CQ. Good morning, good morning.
KC2NVM, good morning, and welcome for
calls. KC2NVM, this is K2PCB. Good morning, sir.
How are you this morning? It's not raining where I'm at, but it looks like it's going to rain in a moment.
Yes, I am most wonderful this morning. No complaints at all. Things are doing very well. I forgot my lunchbox at work yesterday. They were having a second shift fire drill. I thought they were going to do it the day before yesterday, but they ended up doing it yesterday. So I had one thing in my hand, as I normally do when I leave, which is normally my lunchbox, but I had something else in my hand. So I feel a little out of sorts this morning because I just had my coffee and didn't make my whole lunch, and I want to run out on lunch today. So everything's out of order this morning, if you will. But yeah, we're making our way in. How was your evening?
It was good. My daughter asked if she did. Can I not go to wrestling tonight? And we're like, absolutely. If you don't want to go, you don't have to go. She's like, between going to school and everything, I'd rather just concentrate on school right now. How about Friday? I'm like, it's up to you, kid. And so we stayed home, and I got to dive even more into computer land. And now we're going into all the different slots and expansions and cards and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, that's a little where I have started to become a little bit disconnected when they went from, I don't even know if they go back to ISA, then PCI, PCIe. And once you get past there, you know, obviously you get into those are expansion slots, and then you get into the M.2 for the drives. I'm curious, do they talk about the legacy stuff? Do they talk about the parallel drive connections and the SATA slots? And or is it more all current state, modern stuff?
Oh, no, definitely about the parallels and SCSI and parallel and serial ports, USB, M.2. All of it, all the different display ports, EGA, even RCA, PS2 for the mouse and keyboard, color-coded stuff, because the instructor was talking, he's like, I've installed machines that are like 10 years old that are running older computers, and the machine in question had like backup computers, just full-on box computers ready to go, and like they blow one up, take that one out, put the next one in, blow that one up. Okay, well, we're going to investigate this a little further because the third and last one, I can't just let it blow up or else we'll be down for weeks when this machine makes $300,000 a day. So then they dive into that and figure out why things blowed up, but they're definitely looking at older computers because part of being an IT person is being able to fix the old stuff. And that's where some really good money is at, he says.
Yeah, I just don't know if our IT department...
Just absolute static. sounds like you got hit by a train. Are you okay? Because there's no English, no sound, other than just train wreck static. I disconnected and reconnected just in case. I don't know.
Okay, K2PCB, standing by for any calls.
All right, there you go. You disappeared for a bit, and all it was absolute static, and you were pegging my the meter here.
Well, I was calling out for that other echoing station in there. I wasn't sure if it was Ross, Brad, or somebody new joining us, and I didn't hear anything back. And I called out a couple times, and everything was quiet, kind of weird. Yeah, so maybe we'll make that call again. Who else is in here this morning?
82-GDQ.
Okay, 82-GDQ. Morning, Brad. Are you coming in on Echolink this morning?
Nope, my handheld with that, the antenna from you.
Okay. Yeah, speaking of which, I was out in the garage this weekend, last weekend? Yeah, it was this weekend, I guess. Trying to think when that was. But I located that 2-meter only mobile radio. And I took a look at it, I programmed in a couple frequencies, but it's 2 meters only. I was wondering if you had any interest in using that for a while and until you get something that maybe is dual-banded or even more. But that's the only downside to it. It gives you more power, but it's only 2 meters. So I know there's a lot of activity in the area on 440, so I was curious if you were interested in playing with it at all. If so, yeah, let me know, and I can connect with you sometime. But other than that, good morning.
Yeah, I'd like to give it a try. We could talk after I get back from vacation. Like Karen and I are leaving on Wednesday next week, and we'll be gone for like 10 days. But when I get back, we'll talk about it.
Ooh, that sounds like you're going to miss the opportunity for the Lancaster Hamfest that's out at the Transit Drive-In. It's always a nice opportunity to pick up a pre-loved, hopefully low-cost, dual-band radio.
Yes, I was kind of looking forward to that, but this is going to be a nice trip, so, yeah.
Oh, is this the Texas trip, Brad?
Yes, this is a Texas trip, and then from Texas we're going to Vegas to actually see Karen's sister and brother-in-law in Kingman, Arizona.
Boy, that has the potential to be to hot on top of hot. Maybe it's starting to cool it down a little bit, but you might have to start acclimating yourself and turn up the heat before you go for a couple days to get used to it.
Yeah, the Texas heat will be a little more humid. Austin is more of a humid climate. Vegas and Arizona being drier shouldn't be too hard. Having spent a couple years out there, I really liked that warm, dry weather.
So how did that compare to when we were out in Sunnyvale? Is it weather like that? Would you consider that dry or humid? I must be quick keying or something. I think my messages keep getting cut off. Yeah, I was just asking if you thought Sunnyvale was humid or dry.
Sunnyvale was very dry. Very reminiscent of Long Beach, California, and Vegas.
Yeah, I think it would take me a while to get used to that one. No plans to move anytime soon. I don't think Lynn really wants to go anywhere. Plus, I don't think I'd want to go anywhere that warm on a regular basis. But, okay. Yeah, very good. We can coordinate something upon your return then. And let's see, we haven't heard from Ross yet. So I'll turn it over to you, Ross. If Ross, you're not in there, then back to Jeff.
So I guess Ross has tapped out or hasn't shown up yet. Anyway, everything's been going good. I hear Brad very well, and you've been pretty good, Travis. So
have you heard anything about that that All-Star node class there, Jeff? Are you keeping in touch with those guys about building a node for yourself?
Yeah, I talked to Steve Petrowski, and he's like, yeah, we're going to come up with a shopping list. And then I text Sal, hey, do you got a shopping list? And he's like, no, why would I have a shopping list? So I think the two of them need to coordinate themselves a little better. But I'm still trying to figure out the logistics of it all, if I want to buy a radio and break it down or buy a prefabricated All-Star node and then hook it up to my Pi. But also, I mentioned a Pi hole, which is a at-home ad blocker, and my wife is like, ooh, that should be your first project. So I have to come up with that, which shouldn't be too difficult. I got to figure out how to break into my Spectrum router, which is like you need an app on your phone to get into it, and then I got to figure out if you can get to the settings that I need or if it's more intrusive.
I looked a lot into that a while back, and it seemed very intriguing, and I'm to understand that it still works, but it doesn't always work. And reason being is that a lot of your advertisers, and I hesitate to call them advertisers, they're the people that are providing all that clickbait when you're online. And obviously they're doing it because it's something that they're getting paid for to get you to click on their site, is that they are now keen to things like Pi-hole. And so when you're basically your browser is going to, its queries are going to be bounced through the Pi-hole, and known advertisement sources will be blocked. But what they're doing now is they are now embedding those ads into the page. So it comes through like normal browser content, which makes it more difficult for the Pi-hole to catch that. So I think I'm hearing that there's less content that's making it through, so it's better, the experience, without all the pop-ups and all the various ads, so it'll help. But I don't think it gets rid of 100%. So I'm curious if you do make that, how well it does work.
Yeah, I figure I'll use the Pi 3 for that, and I'll save the 4 for the node, and then just have one keep it hooked up as a computer. And last night I just had my mind blown with the Raspberry Pi imager. And I took a deeper dive into the software that you can put on them, and it's just blown away. Between making the game emulators, Kali Linux, there's like 10 different Linux distributions you can just throw right on, and it's all right through the imager. So you can make yourself a disk for everything. Just got to come up with like 16 gig cards and oh, you want to run Cali today? You put this in. Oh, you want to run Pi-hole or Pi-OS? Here you go. And I'm kind of looking at buying a whole bunch of probably 32 gig micro SD cards.
Yeah, but they're cheap these days. You can buy those 5-pack, 10-packs pretty inexpensively. And, it's not the break-the-bank cost like it used to be for the cards. Obviously, just stick to your name brands, buy good, fast cards. It'll cost you a little bit more, but when you buy them in bulk like that, they're not too bad. Not too bad. All right. I've got 644, so I should probably run, especially as I'm looking back at this cool Technicolor sunset coming up behind me. If I keep staring at this, I'm gonna wanna stay outside. But time to get the day started. And we'll catch up with you, Brad, and coordinate. And I'm sure I'll talk to you a few more times. So this is K2PCB. I'm going to step out, and I'll talk to you guys later. 7-3.
Good night, and KC2NVM clear. 73s.